Welcome to Unstoppable, the conversation designed to fuel your success in real estate with insights from industry leaders and rising stars who embody the unstoppable mindset. Get inspired, take action, and accelerate your growth. Your hosts are joining you now.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Unstoppable. I'm Jackie Barnes and I'm joined by my co-host, Angela Avgerinos. We're very excited to kick things off with this brand new podcast designed to inspire, empower, and give you the tools to succeed in the real estate industry. Hello, Ange.
Hello, Jackie. In each episode, we'll bring the insights from top agents, business owners, and industry leaders who embody the unstoppable mindset, the kind of mindset that helps you break through challenges and achieve long-term success. Whether you're a seasonal pro or you're just starting out, this podcast is all about giving your actionable tips, real-world strategies, and the motivation you need to reach your full potential.
So buckle up, because today we're diving into all the ways you can level up your career in business. Let's get started. We're very excited to introduce our very first guest, who really doesn't need any introduction.
Well, not to you two.
It feels very strange, I must admit, introducing the person we speak to 17 times a day. But of course, the one and only Leanne Pilkington, CEO of Lang & Simmons, president of REI Australia, and of course, our boss. So, Leanne, you've been in the industry for a very long time.
Yes, I have. 43 years.
It's just a little bit of time.
Just a little bit of time, exactly.
What advice would you give to somebody just starting out?
Do the work. You know, people have a view of real estate that it's much easier than it is. Mm. And the reality is it's really hard work. You've got to make connections. You can't hide behind SMSs. You can't hide behind emails. You've got to do the work. You've got to make connections. You've got to have people know you, like you, and trust you before they will trust you with their business.
It's valuable advice and interesting because it really applies whether or not you're an agent, a property manager, or a business owner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is getting the right legal and accounting advice so critical when you're setting up a real estate business?
You start, yeah, it's really critical, and you don't realise how critical it is until you try and get out.
Right? That's a good point.
And so if you get the right advice at the beginning, you're able to scale. It means you're able to bring people on as partners or shareholders or, as part of a unit trust. It also gives you tax advantages when you leave, when you sell the business, if you set it up properly in the beginning. So it is absolutely essential that you get the right advice.
Sure. And one thing people must do in order to have financial management on their business?
Manage the financials. You guys, I don't need to tell you guys how I feel about budgeting. It is not my favourite thing in the world. But I look at the numbers every single month. I do a variance report every single month about why we've spent too much money or why we haven't spent enough money on each single line item. So I am across the numbers all the time. And most business owners don't do that, and I definitely recommend it.
Great advice.
When business owners are starting out, it's, you know, they build this really great plan and they go in with the best of intentions, but it's really hard to stay accountable to that plan when you're trying to do all of the things.
Yep.
What advice do you have for somebody on how to stay accountable to that when they've got so many distractions day to day?
Yeah, and we tend to, the appointments that we're least likely to keep are the appointments we set with ourselves as well, right? So you can put it into your diary. So have whatever it is that you need to do, whether it's financial management, whether it's prospecting, whether it's one-on-ones with your team, whatever it is, you can put it into your calendar. But sometimes people need someone to hold them accountable. So it might be a mentor, it might be a coach, but just reach out to somebody. If you don't feel that you can hold yourself accountable, or you're finding that you are not holding yourself accountable, then you need to be brave enough to put your hand up and go, you know what, I need some help in this space.
Leanne, marketing takes more time than money and than people expect.
Yeah.
I'd love to know, how should a new business owner really prioritise their marketing budget,
yep,
as well as especially the funds that they need in order to have those tighter beginnings that they all fall into in the very beginning?
Well, you've got to be really clear on how you want to get your brand out there. You know, you need to know what you want the brand to represent. So you need to be very clear on all of that from the beginning and build a marketing plan. It may be that you can only afford digital. That might be the most appropriate for your market. It may be if you have not got an office premises. We're seeing more and more people start either from home or at, you know, sixth floor of an office tower or whatever. If that's the case, you need to work out how you're going to get that physical presence out there in the market. So you might need to budget for outdoor. You might need to do banners on one of the portals. There's all kinds of things that you can do. But do a plan beforehand and plan for 12 months ahead. Be realistic about what it's going to cost you and invest in that.
Do you think that business owners, it's a question I actually get asked often with prospective franchisees, how much money do I need to start my business?
How long is a piece of string? So it really depends. It depends on your premises. It depends on the team that you've got coming. I mean, I find it fascinating that business owners think, brand new business owners think, I'd like to get a salesperson commission only. Mm. Why would a commission only salesperson come and work for a brand new business? I mean, it's not easy.
That's a whole other podcast, I think, that we can talk about right there.
It is.
And it's interesting. Actually, I'd love to talk about leadership. Yeah. So you obviously have a very strong reputation as a strong people leader, as well as being a thought leader in the industry. And the hardest transition, I think, for people is that everybody gets into first-time business ownership having been generally a sales agent, and they go into it without necessarily having any kind of forethought or preparation on the leadership side of things.
As I did.
Well, how did you get then from being back then with no sort of leadership expertise and a few probably raw skills to where you are now?
I learned more from the bad leaders. Out of all of my career, my 40-year career, I've only had one leader that I really took a lot of positive stuff from, and that was Tony Anderson, who owned Lang & Simmons for 15 of the years that I've worked there. But other than that, it is the things that I don't want. And so I learned what not to do. And I've made plenty of mistakes.
Great advice.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. But I am somebody who reflects. And whilst I might not necessarily be open, I think I'm more open about my faults now and where I need to improve now than I was, but I would reflect and I would know myself what I needed to change and I would go about making those changes. And it's not always easy, but you've got to be honest with yourself because otherwise you've got no hope.
What you just said about being more honest and open with yourself now, how did you do that? Do you think that's just something that comes with time?
I think it comes with age. Thank you for saying time. I appreciate that. I do think it comes over time. I think it comes over being more, you get more comfortable with yourself as you get older and you realise that you don't always have to be right. You don't always have to have all the answers. We always say, let's get curious about how we could do things differently. We're really open in our team about not always having all of the answers, and I have a view that if you're not failing, you're not trying hard enough, you're not pushing hard enough, if you're always getting things right. So you've just got to be open, and I mean, none of us, we're never looking to apportion blame.
No.
We're always looking to how can we do this better, how can we be more effective next time around. So from that aspect, then I don't feel like anything that we do is a failure and anything that I do is a failure. It's just a learning opportunity.
And especially part of your leadership team, the way that we problem solve and look through how we can definitely have each and everyone's input to try and overcome and arrive at a similar outcome. I'm really curious to know what's been your biggest obstacle in your career so far.
That's a really hard because I don't
It's a
focus,
big question.
Yeah, it's a hard question because I don't focus on the bad stuff. I used to get called Pollyanna because I would see the good side of everything and everyone. But I think probably the biggest obstacle was back in 2019. You guys have heard this story a million times. I was very, very unhappy at Lang & Simmons. I felt like I wasn't empowered to make the change that I felt the brand and the people needed. I was offered another job and I seriously went down that road. And then I realised I actually couldn't leave. I just couldn't leave. I feel like Lang & Simmons, my family. And so then it's like, okay, now what? And what now what was to put a buying group together. But it was a you know, it takes me 3 seconds to say it, but it was probably 2 years of work, a year of work to put the deal together, but a year of heartache before that, realizing that I was so desperately unhappy in an organization that I loved so much. It was very hard to get my head around, and I really, really struggled far more than anybody knows.
Wow. And 30 years this year?
30 years this year, absolutely.
Wow.
We're having a party.
Absolutely.
I will look forward to that party.
I would love to know the importance of resilience in the industry that we're in, if we're playing for the long term.
Resilience, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what where you are in your life, you need to be resilient, right? Mm. I mean, certainly in our business we get a lot of rejection, but it's interesting. Rejection is all about somebody not wanting what you're selling right now. And somebody saying, no, I don't want that right now, I'm not in any worse place than I was before I asked you the question, right? And so rejection is the story that we're telling ourselves about what that no means. And resilience, we just need to be able to bounce back, with whether it's from a no, whether it's from a health issue, whether it's from a family problem. We need to be able to bounce back and keep moving forward and learning from our mistakes and our failures and our issues.
I think having a level of self-awareness and the ability to be really honest with yourself is probably a big key in that. And it's not saying that comes easily to people.
No, it doesn't. And sometimes, you know, the things that have held me back in life is, you know, the stories that I tell myself. And I remember when we first bought the business and I'm like, I am so bad at all of this stuff, you know, the budgeting and the financial management, all of it. I'm so bad. I kept telling anybody who would listen how bad I was, and so I procrastinated. I got stressed. I started to suffer from anxiety. I was having sleepless nights. It was absolutely ridiculous. And I got to the stage that I said to myself out loud, Leanne Pilkington, you can do this.
Wow.
You know you can do this. Just get on with it. And there was a time that my time management strategy was whatever kept me awake last night, I will do first thing in the morning. And a miracle. Once it was done, it didn't keep me awake at night anymore. I know. Who'd have thought, right?
I've never heard that strategy articulated before, but it actually sounds quite effective.
And even now, I know that you love working in January when everyone's off.
I do. Yeah, it's my favourite time. I work between Christmas and New Year, and I spend time reflecting on what went well, what we could have done better, what we could have done differently, and what our business owners need from us that we potentially haven't been supplying. And I would challenge anybody who is listening to this podcast to think about their business in terms of what is it that our customer needs that I'm not providing or that I could provide more effectively. Because I think that all of us, certainly the value proposition in franchising has changed dramatically in the 30 years I've been at Lang & Simmons. And I would say that customer expectations, no matter what business you're in, has changed dramatically in the last even 5 or 10 years. COVID has changed everything for everybody. And so what is it that your customers would love from you that you're not providing?
I think it's a really important exercise and something that when people are going into business ownership, you know, for the first time, having the answers to that question so that you are able to articulate what your value proposition is, whether it's, you know, a property management service, whether it's, you know, a sales service, whatever it might be, why you being able to answer that question is so critical. And I mean, we do it at our induction, obviously, is the why you, why us.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think that people sometimes, you can have all the business plans in the world, but if you don't have the answer to that question, it can kind of make the business plan irrelevant.
You need to be able to articulate why should you build your career with a certain business owner or brand? Why should I trust you with my investment property to manage or my listing, my property to sell? You've got to be able to articulate that really, really clearly, and a lot of people can't.
It's something that I think not a lot of people or training really puts enough emphasis on. We look at all the scripts and dialogue, all of the different seminars we go to, and it's the one thing that I don't think that people really talk
it's
about
not
enough.
An easy, not an easy, definitely not an easy question to answer.
And it's I a think great that workshop conversation.
It is,
right?
Definitely.
I might write that down.
Make a note.
I'm curious to know one piece of advice that you give any listeners that's here today when they're wanting to look at growing and scaling their business in the next 12 months. What's maybe three things that they should do?
To grow and scale your business? Well, yeah, it kind of depends on where you're at in your cycle. Business, yeah, lifespan, right? But you need to think about business ownership and even your first year as a salesperson, like being an aeroplane, heading down the tarmac, right? You need to get a lot of speed and momentum before you can actually get off the ground and then level out. You need to get that momentum up. So you need to be really clear on what you have to do, and you need to do it relentlessly. And don't make excuses about why you don't want to make that next phone call. That's what you've got to do. You've got to make as many connections as you can. You've got to stick to your plan. You've got to review what you're doing, reflect on it. Are you doing it well? Where can you do it better? And change it when you need to. But have some trusted advisors around
to help you.
If you're part of a brand, obviously at Lang & Simmons, we've got some incredible people in our corporate team, but there are other incredible people out there. Use the resources you've got.
I think that's really important. And also the industry's really willing to share.
It is.
You just have to reach out and ask for the help. People are always really willing to, we've all got opinions and we're happy to share them for free.
We're very fortunate. We have access to you on a 24/7. We're not short of sharing ideas.
Yeah.
And the second we come to you with an idea, we literally know 24 hours later.
Okay.
Don't open your mouth or else launch the...
Which actually is a good segue into a question that I have for you is you definitely have the unstoppable mindset, constantly innovating, you know, driving things forward. It's, and it's something that clearly comes very naturally.
Yeah.
How do you actually stay motivated, and how would you suggest others can motivate themselves to keep driving things forward?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I am motivated by what's next. I'm always learning. You guys know I did a coaching course in January. I spend an hour every Tuesday morning doing a mastermind group with people external to the real estate industry. So I love to learn. So I push myself. I always need new stuff. I'm not complacent. It's not enough for me to keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's just not me. And so I don't know whether it's it comes naturally or I'm fortunate enough to have found something that really excites me and keeps me motivated. So, yeah, it's hard to know. But people talk to me about retirement because, yes, I'm that old. And it hasn't even occurred to me. And I actually feel sorry for people who are looking forward to retirement because I feel like they have not found something that excites them as much as what I do excites me.
Doesn't it feel like work for you?
No, I love it.
Just to be clear, we love working with you too, so you're not actually allowed to retire. If you could just put a pin in that thought process, and then if anyone that asks you that question, refer them to the team.
I will. I'll send them straight to you, Jamie.
So we've obviously covered a lot of stuff about, you know, first-time business ownership and all of that sort of thing. It's really easy for people to get complacent, and I think for leaders to think that, well, I'm riding X amount of dollars and my business is bringing in X amount of dollars and that's, you know, tick, I've done what I need to do. How do they – a question I actually was asked recently by one of our business owners who has had a massive had a massive sort of resurgence and a huge year after kind of just skating along for a little while is where they found that motivation and momentum to kind of, I guess, keep it going. What would you suggest to business owners or agents that maybe have gotten a bit stagnant in what they're doing and they're looking for that new sort of bit of fire that they do to find that again?
Yeah, I don't know how you get excited again about what you do. I do know that you need to look after yourself. And, yes, I work all the time. I don't believe in a work-life balance. For me, it's a work-life integration. But I look after myself as well. I eat well. I exercise. I know myself well enough to know, okay, I actually need to just take half an hour and read a book because in the sun because that's going to recharge me. So I think you've got to know what works for you. If you talk to Delene Lewis, our number one agent, she meditates. And nobody who knows Delene would assume that she meditates, but that's really important for her. So you need to find what works for you and just have a really honest conversation with yourself about why you're not doing everything you could do and find new goals. So why are you working? What is it that you want to achieve? Is it private school education for your kids? Is it the, you know, cruise around the Greek? What is it that you want for the next 12 months and see if that actually gets you excited again.
Why are you getting out of bed?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a real, it's
great advice.
I'm internally motivated, so it's very hard. You can't
teach that.
You
need to really have it in your core to strive and wake up every day and want to do it. And when it doesn't feel like work, perhaps you really have to find the passion of what you really want to do on a daily basis. That's gone very quick.
It has. I think that's actually a great way to wrap things up. So thank you very much for joining us on our very first Unstoppable podcast.
I feel like I was the easiest guest to get. That's why I'm there.
I did have to find time in your schedule, which anyone who knows you knows that's not as easy as I'm making it sound. Thank you very much for joining us and stay tuned for our next episode, which will be dropping very shortly.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks, guys.